I'm J.R. Whalen in the newsroom of The Wall Street Journal in New York. U.S. trade negotiators have offered to cancel a new round of tariffs on Chinese goods set to take effect on Sunday and cut existing tariffs on $360 billion of Chinese imports by about half. In exchange, the U.S. has demanded that Beijing make firm commitments to purchase large quantities of U.S. agricultural and other products to better protect U.S. intellectual property rights and to allow greater access to China's financial services sector. British voters head to the polls on Thursday in an election that will likely determine whether the U.K. will leave the European Union at the end of next month. Opinion polls put Prime Minister Boris Johnson ahead with an average 10-point lead over opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn, with more than 40% of the vote. That would translate into a healthy majority in Parliament for his Conservative Party. The House Judiciary Committee is expected to vote later Thursday on two articles of impeachment against President Trump over allegations that he pressured Ukraine to start investigations that would help him politically and then tried to block Congress from investigating. If the articles are approved, they would go to the full House for a vote next week. And if the House votes to impeach on either of the counts, the matter would then head to the Republican-controlled Senate. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.